No, I think he's mainly in shock. I mean, we didn't even know she was ill, and then he just got this call. It was just like... It feels like a film. It's such a cliche, but it's just like, what? That's the thing about cliches, they're normally spot on, hence being a cliche. I think he's okay. You know, as okay as you can be, I don't know. I just worry I'm not doing enough. At the same time, I don't want to, like, bombard him. No, he's not really doing anything. Just to be expected. I just worry that he feels alone. But I don't want to storm in and be like, all my feelings. You know what he's like? He says he's direct, and he can be. But he also shuts down when things are too much, which I understand, but... I don't know. I just don't want to get it wrong. I know, there's technically no right or wrong. I know. Aside from being a total bitch. Which I do try not to be. Well, I said try. I'm giving him space. No, he's been going to work. I've told him he doesn't need to, but... He's his own person, so... I have done some emails, walked the dog, and now I'm gonna try and get him to eat, so... We'll see. Oh no, I don't want to hurt him. Make him feel he has to talk. Giving a shit about someone is tricky. I don't know how to person. Mommy, tell me what to do. Tell me how to help him. Not just be that. That's the worst thing. And that's what really sucks. I can't really do anything. Except offer sandwiches. Oh no. All you can do is offer. Oh, I hate death and grief and real life things with consequences. Because it's too serious and real and I'm a moron. Okay. Time to be a person. Or at least make an attempt. Alright, Mummy. I'm gonna go see if he'll eat. Thank you for letting me babble at you. You're very lovely and I love you. Thank you. Oh well. Bye. Ah, just be there. Hello? I bring sustenance. Just a cuppa and a sandwich. You hungry? You didn't have any breakfast. Or maybe just try and drink something. You don't want a headache on top of everything else. Hey, what are you saying sorry for? You silly Billy. Sweetheart, you're allowed to stay in bed and be sad. Says I and anyone with a functioning brain. If anything, I'm sorry. No, I am. I don't know if I've been any help. No, please, I'm not saying anything so that you'll soothe me. I'm just saying I have no idea what I'm doing. And I think maybe the occasion calls for that. Lights, camera, everyone stare off vacantly and have no idea how to proceed. Let me just put this down for you. You don't have to drink it all, just try some. And I have paracetamol in case you need it. I am always packing over-the-counter painkillers. 'Tis a must. Also, may I please draw your attention to food on a tray? Don't say I never treat you. Well, I buy all these tea trays and then I put them away, kind of defeating the point of having a pretty tea tray in the first place. So here I am, using the thing to justify its purchase. Consumerism. You shiny, shiny snake eating its own tail. I wish I wasn't, but I am the biggest, fattest slut for cute shit. I know, but they're so freaking cute. Mugs, cups, pretty trays that are either far too big or too tiny to serve proper day-to-day usage, but there we are. Probably not the strongest argument, but it is an argument. But Your Honor, it's so freaking cute. I might have a slight tray addiction. Not as fierce as my mug collection, of course, but give it time. Because they make me happy and I'm an easy mark and I have free will and disposable income. Consumer hall. You have me read correctly. Your hands are freezing. You want me to turn the heating up? No, I'm good. I just don't want you to freeze. Shush, I like cold hands. And I like them cold and clammy if they're yours. How you feeling? Is that a stupid question? I'm sorry if it is. Just habit. And also, I care if you're okay. Baba, you're doing it again. Saying sorry when there's nothing to apologize for. Because there isn't. Baba, you're sad. It makes complete and utter sense. Please stop saying sorry. Oh, baby, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know. I wish I could make it better. But apparently that's not how grief works. Come here. Yeah, here. Yeah. I've got you. You're not being anything. Shush. I'm here. Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. It's okay, cover me in snot. It's good for you, it builds character. I mean, have you really experienced the spectrum of human emotion if a loved one hasn't covered you in snot? I think not. I see you. I see you and I hear you and you're not on your own. Never alone. You tell me all about him. 'Cause you're in pain and I want to know. She would have understood. You didn't know she was ill. How could you have known? None of us know when it's time to go. She knew you loved her. Because you told her and you showed her in lots of different ways. That's what counts. Listen to me. If you hear nothing else, hear this. I'm not saying anything to make you feel better. I'm telling you the truth. Please believe me. I can love you and tell you the truth, you know. I often think the two go hand in hand. I'm not trying to protect you, I'm being honest with you. And unfortunately, this isn't something I can protect you from. There's no protecting anyone from this. But I'm here. And I'll tell you the truth. And the truth is, we never know when it's the last time we're gonna see someone. And we don't, baby. We plan, we worry, but we never know. I know. It sucks. I'm so sorry I couldn't think of a better way to put that. But maybe that's all there is to say. Baby. Baby, baby boy. I'm so sorry, I don't know what to do. I'm here. No, you don't need to shush. We don't need to do anything. Just be here with me. Yeah. Mom called earlier. Just made us some food for later. Cause she loves you and she can't make it better, but she can bring you lasagna. And garlic bread. And she said she's gonna drop it off after work. Oh no, she's a good egg. You didn't make her do anything. She's doing it because she's kind and she loves you and she wants to show you love. So just shush and be loved. I know it's not your strong suit, but try. Because I think it's what you need. All you can do. You can't run from it. And if you need to stay in bed, stay in bed. If you need space, I'll give you space. You tell me what you need. You don't know. Me neither. I love you so much. I'm sorry if I'm being annoying, but it's all I've got. Me and my annoying feelings. It's okay, I don't mind being annoying, really. Some of the best people in history were annoying. Well, how do you think things got done? Those annoying people who wouldn't shut up. I consider myself lucky to be annoying. It means you care and you're trying. You're trying to. I think that's what I liked most about you when we first started talking. You didn't bother to pretend that you didn't care. You were like, I care. It's all. Like when you said, I'm probably going to shut down, but it's nothing to do with you. I do like you. I do love you. I just need to be quiet. And I was like, yeah. This is direct communication. Thank you very much. Thank you for trying. Even when it's really, really, really hard. I see you. Trying can look like all sorts of things. And I know for you it's taken a lot not to push me and everyone else away. I would know it's one of my signature moves. As well you know. Whenever my period comes around and I'm like, don't look at me, don't touch me, I'll be back in 5 business days, thank you. And I know it's not the same thing, but I know sometimes you regulate by being by yourself. And that's not wrong. You need time alone, you need time alone. I know I do. But I also don't want you to feel abandoned. So I'm sorry if I've been hovering, it's just... so hard to predict what I'll need myself, never mind what someone else might need, so... All I can do is ask you. I appreciate that in itself might also be a bit overwhelming, so... It's all just a bit of a muddle. No, you are not annoying, you're sensitive. Okay, I'm sorry, you can be in the annoying club too. Apologies. Welcome. We do not have jackets. Probably because people like novelty, but then the novelty wears off and we never wear the jackets and ultimately contribute to fast fashion. I am a consumer whore, but I am trying to reform. At least with clothes. And mainly because I only wear the same 4 outfits on repeat, so... Tell me if you need me, okay? Yeah. Thank you. I've probably got this all wrong, but I really do love you. I'm really sorry that you're sad. But I would be a liar if I said I wasn't looking forward to mom's lasagna. People grieve in different ways. Listen, we can't bring anyone back, but we can enjoy God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love you so much. Doesn't make me starve, it makes me stuff and stuff and stuff because we are alive and food is here and we're in pain and I don't know what to do. I literally know nothing except that I love you. And I'm here. I'm always here. Even if being here means you need space. I just want to stay like this for a bit.
No.